Generation of the Daleks by Howard Richardson, Episode 3.
The Chancellor, how it dealt with the recent major disturbances caused by Davros.
I thank my right honourable friend for that question, and I'm pleased to be able to report that our erstwhile friend, the Doctor, is currently investigating the problem. And I'm sure he has the skill to draw this situation to a satisfactory conclusion.
And the King is the same!
Silence, St. Jim! I will not tolerate this insubordination! Order! Order!
Well, it really doesn't look like it can go anywhere.
This time, Doctor, your luck has run out. I wouldn't count on that humanoid friend of yours to rescue you. You are quite safe here.
Adric, where is he?
Can you show your weaknesses, Doctor? It really doesn't benefit you to concern yourself with such pitiful fancies as friendship.
You won't go after him, Davros. I know. You don't draw attention to your little project until it's finished. And if I'm correct, you still lack the most vital element.
No! That information is within my grasp. In a matter of hours, I shall know how to construct the final component. And then...
And then what? I don't even believe your machine will work. This whole premise is fundamentally flawed.
You lie!
No, Davros. This whole crackpot idea of yours is just one big waste of all of our time.
Silence him!
Hey, watch it. That was close.
You will remain here for the rest of your days, Doctor. Pray my machine will grant you a merciful death. For if not, I will definitely ensure a slow and agonizing end to your pathetic life.
Oh no, what can I do now? They've got a doctor. Now, come on, pull yourself together, Adric, and think laterally. I'll have to rescue him. Oh, but it's hopeless. I don't know where to start.
Start the beginning. It's the best place to find.
Oh, hello, who are you?
My name's Tim. I live in the vicarage just across the road. I couldn't help noticing you dash out of the church like that. Is everything all right?
No, far from it. They've got the doctor in there, captive, and I've no idea what...
I think you're mistaken. I just saw Dr. Bagpuss in the grocers. It's fine.
No, I mean the doctor. Oh, never mind. A friend of mine. He's locked up in the vaults.
Vaults? There are no vaults in that church.
Through the door next to the organ.
That door just leaves round the back of the organ so the repairman can access it easily. The door's locked, of course. But I assure you, there are no vaults. I should know. My dad's been vicar in this parish since I was born.
But that's impossible! I mean, I saw it with my own eyes. Steps leading down into a dark room. Something very strange is going on here. Do you by any chance have access to plans of this church? Architectural plans? No?
Well, maybe my dad has. It's a very old church. I mean, unless it's been recently surveyed...
Can we just check, at least, please?
Yes, okay. Don't see why not. Come with me, then. See if we can't solve your strange puzzle.
Just one thing. I'd just like to pop back to the TARDIS and pick up a couple of tools I might need.
TARDIS?
Tim, have you heard of dimensionally transcendental physics? No, so thought not. Well, have I got a surprise for you?
Don't believe it.
Yes, most people say that when they first see it, but believe me, it's quite real. It's not mine, of course. Belongs to the doctor. Luckily, he got me a spare key for emergencies like this.
But this is just amazing.
Yes, isn't it? Ah, yes, here we are. Tape measure, sonic screwdriver.
Sonic what?
Screwdriver, sort of an electronic lockpick.
Oh, I give up. Can we go to the Rickeridge now, please? Oh, my brain's beginning to ache.
Doctor, you will be pleased to know that I have finally located the information I have sought.
Yes, Davos, I'm delighted for you. Let's throw a party, eh?
Party?
Yes, you know, bicentenary of Davos' insanity. Congratulations on 200 years of madness. That kind of thing.
I warn you, Doctor. You tread a very thin line. Do not think you are indispensable. I assure you I will not hesitate to have you eliminated if you persist in opposing me.
Opposing you? Yes, of course. I'll oppose anyone who wants to take over the universe by hooking me up to some half-built regenerational amicus.
My machine is the pinnacle of engineering excellence and will work.
Davros, if that machine does anything other than splutter and go up in smoke, then I'm no Time Lord.
Which is exactly what you will be, Doctor, in 3 hours from now. Even as we speak, the finishing touches are being added.
Yes, and that's another point. Just who are you getting to build this machine, eh? I don't see your Dalek being particularly adept at wielding spanners.
That need not concern you. If I were you, I would be a lot more worried about your impending death.
Well, if they're anywhere, they'll be in here. We got accounts, fundraising, repairs, plans for what? Yes, what about this?
No, this is just of the vicarage. What about the church?
Oh, yeah, church. Here, I think.
Yes, I do believe this is what we're looking for. Look, here's the entrance door, the organ is here, which would mean the door's leading down here.
Well, what does it say?
The plans continue on the other side. Hold on. No, I don't believe it.
Sorry?
You're right, there is no room where I described.
Well, looks like you just did imagine it.
No, I know I didn't. But something is terribly wrong here.
Well, just how big would you say this room you saw was?
Well, I couldn't quite see, as it was rather dark. But at a conservative estimate, I'd say at least 40 foot square.
Well, that clinches it. Now, look here on the plans. The door is only 10 foot away from the graveyard outside. Any room that large couldn't fit in the space there. It's physically impossible. You know, like that tortoise thing of yours.
What did he say?
I said there's only 10 foot of space at that level before you'd encounter the graveyard. I mean, it's impossible to have foundations for a room that size. There just isn't the space.
Oh, no. Please don't let it be true.
Be true. Oh, you're really not making any sense.
Fitting a large room in a small space. Though you see, the only explanation is that Davros has got his own TARDIS beneath your little church.
With the use of that, he'd be unstoppable. I hope to God you're wrong, Tim. Or this could be the beginning of the greatest Dalek conquest the universe has ever seen.
Daleks by Howard Richardson, Episode 3, with Andy Haynes as the Doctor and Dalek voices, Howard Richardson as Davros, Tim and the Lord High Chancellor, and John Greenwood as Adric, Gaffer Meyer. Music and effects were by the Richardson Radiophonic Workshop. This week.